With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County health officials have reported 1,288 more confirmed coronavirus cases since Friday, along with one new death stemming from COVID-19, while also announcing a drop of more than two dozen hospitalizations. The total coronavirus case count countywide since the start of the pandemic is now 29,983, and the death toll is 588, according to the Riverside University Health System. The documentation period for the data stretches back to early March. As of Monday, there were 507 people hospitalized with COVID-19 in medical facilities countywide, down 28 since Friday. The hospitalization number includes 131 patients in intensive care units, up one from Friday, according to RUHS data. Out of all the patients being treated in Riverside County, only two are from neighboring Imperial County, the site of a coronavirus outbreak that overwhelmed the county's two hospitals, forcing some patients to be transferred to Riverside County. Firefighters in Highland battled a wildfire that spread quickly toward the San Bernardino National Forest Monday. The so-called Eastern Fire was reported near Highway 330 and Highland Avenue and had grown to consume 50 acres by 5:54 p.m. No structures were immediately threatened, according to San Bernardino National Forest officials. It was holding at 50 acres and was 30% contained by 7:18 p.m. Monday. California Governor Gavin Newsom is now allowing barbershops and nail salons to move their services outside during the pandemic. The businesses asked the state for permission to move outside after a second round of sweeping closures last week. State regulations normally prohibit outdoor beauty services that use certain chemicals. Newsom said Monday he was lifting those restrictions. Jill Cromwell owns three salons in the Sacramento area. She says it could be complicated and expensive to move her businesses outside.
We don't know how much to spend because we don't know how long this is going to last for. Is it 2 weeks? Is it 2 years? It's been a roller coaster.
Cromwell says she's thankful she can reopen, but she still believes it's safer and more sanitary to do hair indoors. Los Angeles police have released body camera video that shows a man hitting an officer in the face in what authorities say prompted his arrest, where he was knocked to the ground and out of his wheelchair amid a struggle. The video was released Sunday amid allegations of excessive force during that man's arrest and others. The incident occurred Tuesday and unfolded in a chaotic scene. The LAPD has come under fire in recent weeks for other accusations of force during protests against police brutality in the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. California Governor Gavin Newsom laid out strict criteria for school reopenings that made it unlikely the vast majority of California's 6.7 million public and private school students will have classroom instruction in the fall. The rules he announced Friday come as the coronavirus pandemic surges in California, with 1,200 deaths in the last 2 weeks. The guidance mandates that public schools and counties on a monitoring list for rising coronavirus infections can't hold in-person classes. The vast majority of Californians live in counties on that list. He also mandated that students above second grade and all staff wear masks in school. The guidelines marked a dramatic shift from Newsom's earlier position that local officials make reopening decisions. Major League Baseball teams are trying to find ways to remain engaged with fans during a pandemic-delayed season in which games won't include spectators. One plan gaining popularity has fans purchasing the right to have their likenesses on cutouts that will be placed in seats at their favorite team's ballpark. The Chicago White Sox, LA Dodgers, New York Mets, Milwaukee Brewers, and San Francisco Giants are among teams offering fans a chance to have their cutouts in the stands. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.